Dutch teacher who posted jihadi mocking cartoon forced into hiding by threats. By Chris Tomlinson on November 8, 2020. A Dutch teacher in the city of Rotterdam was allegedly forced to go into hiding after receiving threats when he posted a picture of a cartoon mocking jihadists. The teacher is said to have received various threats after posting a cartoon of a decapitated man with a Charlie Hebdo t-shirt sticking his tongue out at a jihadist with a bloody sword. The cartoon was originally published in 2015, shortly after the attacks on the offices of the French satirical magazine that saw 12 people, mainly staff at the magazine, murdered by radical Islamic terrorists. According to a report from Lods, the teacher was forced to hide after the threats and the incident provoked a response from Dutch Education Minister Aris Lob, who said, "Harassment and threats against teachers cannot be tolerated under any circumstances and we strongly oppose this. It's terrible that a teacher has to hide after a lesson on freedom of expression. This is completely unacceptable. We strongly support this teacher," he added. Prosecutors say an investigation has also been launched to identify those sending the threats. The threats come just weeks after French teacher Samuel Paty was beheaded in the street by a Chechen refugee after he showed cartoons of the Islamic prophet Muhammad originally published by Charlie Hebdo during a class on freedom of expression. Since the terror attack, teachers in France have spoken out about the rise of Islamist ideology among their students. Earlier this week, two 12-year-old students were placed under investigation in Strasbourg after they allegedly praised the murder of Paty. Teachers in Morbihan also received death threats that explicitly referenced the murder of Paty and were commanded to pay a ransom of 100 Bitcoin, £987.033/$1,286.797, or suffer the same fate. In Sweden, teachers also warned that a similar attack could take place in their country as well, with one high school teacher lamenting that the question was not if but when such an attack would take place. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.